From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. In the late 1500s, the artist El Greco created a large painting called St. Martin and the Beggar. It is very famous. The artist's real name was Themenikos Theotokopoulos. He was Greek and lived from 1541 to 1614, though he spent most of his life living in Spain. El Greco means the Greek in the Spanish language. Art experts believe that he painted St. Martin and the Beggar sometime between 1597 and 1599. Experts believe the painting was covered in the 1940s with a clear protective varnish, but the substance has discolored the artwork. Conservators have been attempting to repair the work at the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. They are preparing it for a series of shows marking the anniversary of El Greco's death. Anne Hernigswald is the lead conservator at the National Gallery of Art. She carefully cleans the painting, millimeter by millimeter. She says the artwork needed treatment because the varnish was turning yellow and changing the colors of the paints El Greco used.
The whites turn yellow, the blues turn green. It really dulls down the vibrancy of the tones that the artist intended.
Before the repairs began, scientists used microscopes, special infrared cameras, and even X-rays to see if the painting had been damaged or changed. These imaging tools let them see below the top layer of paint. The examination showed how El Greco made changes to the painting.
Initially, you can see the bridle was a little bit higher, and most likely because some of the paints become more transparent as they age. That's why we're seeing this line under here.
Anne Hernigswald has been working on St. Martin and the Beggar for about a year. Her work has helped bring back the painting's original beauty.
All of a sudden, sort of the depth in the painting, the background seems to recede even more, and the foreground comes forward. And as you can see in this picture, the whites become so dramatic and so dominant, and the contrast between this gorgeous blue and the white becomes much more forceful than it was before.
After cleaning the painting, the art conservators put another product on it, varnish created in a laboratory. But this synthetic varnish will not change in color as it grows older. The artwork is to be put in a protective cover and sent to Toledo, Spain, the place where El Greco painted it. The National Gallery of Art is giving the painting to the Museum of Santa Cruz in Toledo for a short time. It will be part of a show marking the 400th anniversary of El Greco's death. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. I'm Anna Mate.